Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I found a lump under my arm about, I'd say, 3-4 years ago. It's about the size of a walnut. So that's about it. I have been diagnosed with high blood pressure in the last year.
When I read about your situation, I thought, that sounds like lymph to me. I wonder what her earth element is doing. And lo and behold, your day energy, which is the dominant energy of any person when they're born, is earth. And the earth element rules the lymphatic system. Hello, my name's Katie Brindle, and welcome to Own Your Health. Hello and welcome to the Coffee Break Clinic with me, Katie Brindle, here on Own Your Health. So today we are bringing in a wonderful member of our community called Finola, who has got a rather strange thing going on, which has mystified everyone, as far as I understand, that she's spoken to. So without further ado, I'm going to ask Finola to join us so she can tell me herself this weird, mysterious thing that's been going on in your armpit. So what's been going on? Tell us.
I found a lump under my arm about, I'd say, 3-4 years ago, and didn't do anything about it for about 6 months. And of course, and then went to the doctor, sent for the triple assessment, which is the mammogram and ultrasound and everything. And they couldn't find it or said there was nothing there. Then I ended up getting a private ultrasound myself. I still couldn't find anything. The only thing she did say to me was that it could be a collection of blood in the vessel, you know, just collecting there, because the only time it really comes up is if my arm is up in motion, like, for instance, sensitively, but washing my hair in the shower. So that kind of movement seems to bring it up. It's about the size of a walnut. And then I got a mammogram, which is a screening mammogram, and again nothing showed up in that. So that's about it. I have been diagnosed with high blood pressure in the last year. I never had it before, so I don't know if that has something to do with it, but...
There's no other underlying medical conditions of anything going on?
No.
Okay. And the high blood pressure, is there any explanation from the doctors as to what's caused that? Are you very stressed, or is it just sort of lifestyle, or just one of those things they don't really know?
They didn't say. There was no explanation. They never did. They just said I had high blood pressure. And I've never had it before, you know when you'd... But I don't go to the doctor very often. And... So it just came up on the last time, which was about a year ago. They did the 24-hour and just put me straight in tablets, which I haven't been taking. And I have done the things they say, you know, like you're losing weight, doing a bit of exercise, you know, all the things. It's like check. Yeah. Mostly, you know, not smoking and different things like that. So I have been doing that, but I'm not great with the tablets. I prefer another way. So
okay, so the first thing to say to everyone listening or watching and listening to this is that you did exactly what one must always do. If you find a lump, you have to go to the doctors. Okay, now I would urge, if it ever happened again, to go to the doctors immediately and never wait, because it's always best to catch these things early and to get the diagnosis immediately. And also, when I'm giving this kind of advice, it's always in relationship to, you must always seek advice from your GP first. Okay, so my role here is to very much give you the kind of advice that they would say, that won't do any harm. There's no reason why you shouldn't do that. That will be absolutely fine, because you must always go with, especially with lumps and bumps, especially in that area, to go and make sure that things get checked. But on the basis that you've been given the all clear and now everyone's a bit mystified and no one really knows, and you're under medical supervision, I can give you some extra advice, which is the way I describe it. It's like the other side of the custard cream. So you're the bit in the middle and you've got all the Western stuff, which is that side. But what we can help you with is some other other advice that may well support what they've already said. So on the basis that there's no problem, it's just a bit of a mystery. The thing that I think that it is that you kind of gave the game away when you said what's interesting is it seems to pull when you sort of raise your hand or e.g. when you're brushing your hair. Now, the thing about that is that when you're dealing with blood, blood's pumped by the heart around the body, but lymph is not. Lymph is moved by muscle movement. Okay, so I'm immediately thinking, just on the basis of the location that you've told me about and on the basis that you've been thoroughly checked, I'm thinking that to me sounds like lymph. Okay, because it sort of builds up and then disappears again and it's not showing up anywhere. It's not coming up as anything because lymph behaves in a slightly different way. And then, so what I did, because when I read your questions beforehand in terms of what this was. And I asked you for your birth information. And obviously I won't be disclosing that on camera. But what that did was it allowed me to look into something that we call the Bazi chart, which Bazi in Chinese medicine means eight characters. Ba is eight and character is Z. And it gives me a footprint of the energy pattern of your body when you took your first breath, which is a bit like a game of cards. It's the cards that you pick up at the beginning of the game, which have a habit of sort of setting the tone for what happens next. And when I read about your situation, I thought, that sounds like lymph to me. I wonder what her earth element is doing. And lo and behold, I love it when I'm right, that you are your day energy, which is the dominant energy of any person when they're born, is earth. You're an earth and the earth element rules the lymphatic system. And I'm like, there we go. And you've got quite a lot of it, which means when you've got a lot of an element in your, which is your sort of your day energy, it means often there's quite an abundance of it. Now that might sound good in some respects, but sometimes when you've got a lot of something, it can get a little bit heavy. It can get a little bit hard to move around. And I think what might be going on here is that the lymph is simply gathering in this little sort of nook and cranny of the body, because these things happen like that, especially as we age. It's a bit like cars with their squeaky doors or a squeaky boot. These things just sort of appear over time. And it needs to be moved. Now, the safest way to move lymph around the body is body brushing. This is the body brush that I use, which is the soft one. It's very soft. Now, if you're at home right now and you think, I haven't got that, you can just use the palm of the hand. Okay, body brushing can be done simply by using the flat of the hand and going in a circular motion, starting from the chest, from the heart, and working outwards in a gentle circular motion all the way down the inside of the arm, and all the way up the outside of the arm. And then what I would be doing is I would be circling around the armpit, nice and gently, down the sides of the breast tissue and ending in the middle of the waist. And just doing that as a very, very gentle circuit. That would be the first thing that I would recommend you do. And I would either be doing it with your hand or with the very soft brush. It's also important to use soft brushes when we're body brushing, lots of people use hard ones, and there's a reason for that too. But in this instance with lymph, you want to go really, really gently. Okay. Also because of the location of this slightly mysterious lump, because it's in a location that we need to be very careful with. It's not like here, it's here. So we need to be careful. So therefore we don't want to start banging it and tapping it and gua sha-ing it or any of that. It's too aggressive. You want to go gently with it. And this is a very, very soft brush, which will mirror lovely soft energy flow in the body. The other thing that I would really urge you to do is to really make sure that you're body brushing, not just in the area itself, but all over the body. You want to keep the lymph moving all over the body to make sure that everything is flowing smoothly. This, without question, is an issue of circulation, but not necessarily blood. I think it's more to do with circulation of fluids, of which blood is one of them. But the lymphatic system moves in a slightly different way. It's done from muscle contractions. So with that, it's also very important, especially because we're dealing with high blood pressure, to do gentle exercise. The spleen loves gentle. It doesn't necessarily like to be doing circuit training and boot camp and marathon running and all the rest of it. You would be much better off doing Qigong, obviously, because I absolutely endorse Qigong and think it's amazing, because Qigong is brilliant for cleaning and moving the lymphatic system and strengthening the muscles and strengthening the spleen. So another really simple exercise that you could do, which is an intro to this in Qigong, is turning at the waist. Okay, it strengthens the spleen. Okay, and all you do is you allow your arms to just go to the side and you gently turn and tap and turn and tap. And you can start, if you're standing up doing this, that will start to create a very nice gentle twist around the waist, and you want to draw the tummy in and really be focusing on twisting, because the split's like you're wringing out the middle of the body. And then once you've done a bit of turning at the waist, the next simple Qigong exercise to add to that would be tapping, but not on the area. You want to tap down here, down in the lower inguinal area, which is all around here and all around the pubic area, because that's where the other massive great cluster of lymph glands are in the body. You've got lymph glands all over the body, but you've got loads of them round here and loads of them round here. Okay, so basically around the erogenous areas of the body. So by tapping around this lower area here, you're helping to clear the lymph down in the lower area, which in turn supports the lymph in the upper area without potentially agitating anything or creating a problem in the future. And then the last thing that I would really recommend is cold water bathing. I don't know if you feel brave enough to do that or to start just gently swapping the shower temperatures just a little bit, but lymph loves cold water therapy. Do you feel brave?
I do. I like sea swimming, but not so much in the winter, so I'll try the shower. Yeah,
well, when you do sea swimming, because are you near the sea?
Yeah,
so always make sure you've got a dry robe, because they're so good. And if you can, go with a hot water bottle ready prepared, so that you're immediately warming the body back up again afterwards. I'm a huge fan of cold water sea swimming, but in an ideal world, we'd have saunas all the way along the beaches, so that they do this in Scandinavia. There's these amazing places where they put the saunas there and then you do the cold. Okay. But so try and do the sea swim, but really make sure that you've warmed the body up afterwards so that you're getting the contrast of warm to cold. And if you're not fancying that, then I would really recommend that you use your morning shower, your daily shower to fluctuate the temperature and just do it gently. When I started doing cold water therapy, I was really averse to cold water. So I started just by getting my legs in and then my sort of lower body and then my arm in. And then eventually I got brave enough to do the whole thing. And then you go from warm shower, switch it to cold, do a bit of cold, and then end back on the warm again as well, because it will really help clean the lymph. Is that okay?
That's perfect. Thanks so much. Yeah.
Good. You're very welcome. There is a little bit of contraindication with blood pressure and cold water therapy. But if you pop over to my website, there's a whole fact sheet on cold water therapy. And I've clearly marked the contraindications there so that there's no ambiguity. And if there's any issues on that, just make sure that you've informed yourself first, because it's always important to know the ramifications of this advice, because obviously we're in a sort of social platform here and it's quite open, if that's OK.
No, that's brilliant. Thanks for that. I've done a little bit of Qigong before and I have a tapper here.
Just don't tap this area. Don't tap the problem. Tap the other area, everywhere but.
Yeah, perfect. Thank you so much. Great. I really, really appreciate it. I will put all that into.
Please let us know how you get on. And because there's always further to go. One last thing to say, which I should have thought of, is the castor oil compress, which is, as everyone knows, I love a castor oil compress. And this has come out 3 times today already. So just make sure that if you're watching telly or you're just, because this is it's a funny area at nighttime, but just in relaxed time when you're just relaxing in front of the TV, just get that compress onto the area, put a hot water bottle over it and let that do its thing as well.
Oh, okay. Okay, thank you.
All right, my darling. And please always make sure, because you're under consultation, that you are checking all this advice as well to make sure that your consultant is happy with everything I've said. But thank you so much for joining.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Lots of love. Well, there we go. So that was a really interesting episode all about kind of lumps and bumps. And it's very important to always consider the lymphatic system. It doesn't get a huge amount of look in our healthcare system, which I don't really know why, but it doesn't. So nonetheless, if you would like to ask a question, then do please message me on Instagram or drop me a comment on TikTok or YouTube, and the team will be in touch. So other than that, please do leave a comment if you're on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And I look forward to seeing you in the next episode.
Own Your Health is a Viral Tribe production.